Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea has confirmed it's conducted its fifth nuclear test, the second so far in 2016. It comes on the anniversary of the nation's founding. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The U.S. Geological Survey registered a 5.3 magnitude earthquake Friday morning at 9:30 a.m. local time near its Pyongyang-ri nuclear test site. South Korean President Park Geun-hye called the latest nuclear test an act of self-destruction. Daniel Pinkston, an international relations professor at Troy University in Seoul, is not surprised at Pyongyang's defiance.
The regime is very motivated, and the nuclear missile program, those programs are extremely important. They place a high priority on those programs.
Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
French police have arrested three female suspects alleged to have been planning attacks. This in connection with the discovery earlier this week of a car loaded with canisters of gasoline in Paris. Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said the three women, aged between 19 and 39, were radicalized fanatics who were preparing a new violent and imminent attack. Gabonese opposition leader Jean Ping has filed a challenge to the results of the August 27th presidential election. The challenge filed Thursday afternoon centers on the province that provided President Ali Bongo his margin of victory in the official results. Deadly violence erupted in the capital, Libreville, last week after official results showed President Bongo beating Ping by about 6,000 votes. Ping accused officials of fraud and declared himself the winner. President Bongo resisted calls for a recount. This is VOA.